Hello, I'm Abby Radcliffe and welcome to my podcast. In today's episode, I will be discussing the racism and oppression that the Japanese faced in America during World War II. The title of today's episode is The Japanese in America. The racism was originally triggered by the attack on Pearl Harbor. On December 7, 1941, the harbor on the western coast of Oahu in Hawaii was struck by Japanese planes and bombs. This attack brought America into the Second World War. With the war came huge paranoia of Japanese people who live in America. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president who was bound to a wheelchair, was on high alert of the Japanese. Behind closed doors, he would call them unspeakable names and racist slurs. He was afraid that allowing more Japanese immigrants into the country would threaten blood purity. He was frightened that the Japanese in America were actual spies for the Japanese government. Lawmakers and politicians were not the only ones who hated or were frightened of the Japanese. My mom will be voicing Ernie Pyle, an American war correspondent and writer on the Japanese treatment.
In Europe, we felt that our enemies, horrible and deadly as they were still people. But out here, I soon gathered that the Japanese were looked upon as something subhuman and repulsive, the way some people felt about cockroaches and mice.
During these war times, a lot of propaganda was used, a lot of anti-Japanese propaganda. Some of these racist images were drawn by the beloved children's book author, Dr. Seuss. The famed writer of famous works such as Green Eggs and Ham and Cat in the Hat drew such hateful and prejudiced works. One of his many works depicts a cartoon of Adolf Hitler in a stereotypical cartoon of a Japanese man on a billboard. The quote surrounding it reads, "What have you done today to help save your country from them?" Not only is this cartoon incredibly racist, but it is entirely stereotypical. It shows the Japanese man with slanted eyes and a pig nose. This drawing would be like saying that every white person has blue eyes, which isn't true or factual at all. The racism started long before the war. I found an image of a white woman in front of her house pointing to a huge sign mounted on her roof. The sign read, "Japs, keep moving. This is a white man's neighborhood." A sign that was also posted on her window read, "Japs, keep out." This photo was taken in 1920, 21 years before the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Mickey Desaki grew up in a more modern America. He lived in southern Florida with his parents who were Japanese immigrants. A lot of kids would make jokes and would believe the stereotypes of Japanese people and other Asian races. It is a real shame that to this day, race is still an issue, just like how it was almost 100 years ago. This episode is now coming to an end. I would like to thank my mom for voice acting. Some websites I used to gather my information were Goodreads.org, PRI.org, and History Stack Exchange. I would also like to thank Albert Marin and his book Uprooted for providing me with inspiration and facts. I'm Abby Radcliffe, and thank you for taking your time to listen in.